When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, would you bring your attention to me for a feast for your eyes to see? An explosion of catastrophe.
Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
I'm sorry. I don't know, Greg. I don't know what happened to Mac Jones yesterday.
You don't know what happened?
Turnover Central. When last we saw him, he was doing the exact same thing he was doing yesterday.
Yeah, there were no prior indications to show you that this would happen.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen!
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
That's a DB move, like you're going to shake somebody's hand and you hit them with a like, ooh, you missed me.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
It seemed like Drake and Booty have become this kind of tandem that's their connections really growing. I also like that new Marvel movie. Is it going to be Thunder Dogs?
Thunderbolts.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Nobody actually likes musicals.
That's not true. I love musicals.
Yeah, they do.
Yes.
I love a good musical.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of...
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Yeah. Greg Hill!
Show! Yeah.
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right. What's going on with Twitch? Every day, Twitch decides that they want to run advertisements as the show intro is finishing up, meaning that those that are watching the show on Twitch and not paying for some kind of Uber Select service on Twitch are watching advertisements on Twitch. So I was trying to sort that out with the Twitch.
It's $4 a month.
Is that how much it is?
I mean...
See, the thing is, I ended up getting Paramount because Courtney recommended that I start watching Lioness, which was a great recommendation from our queen. But Paramount, it's the quality of it stinks. It's like $12 a month. So now I'm thinking of getting rid of it, even though, because I watched, this season is ongoing. So I probably have to watch until the end of it.
Uh-huh.
But it buffers for like 15 minutes when you're trying to change
Yeah, that's a you issue.
Yeah, that's your Wi-Fi.
Shine, it's not a me issue.
I've never had that issue.
I have the most elite Wi-Fi that one can get anywhere in this country and everywhere other than in Elon Musk's office.
Is your Wi-Fi network named after Bullet?
No, it's... Well, I was going to say what it is, but I probably shouldn't say that.
Somebody might steal it. Seems like you need a boost. Booster.
It's named after parts of my body that Gross. Are called small by the listeners of this radio
that's
show.
That's funny.
But, thank you. But I just, Wiggy, you pay a fortune for these services, whether it be watching this show without commercials on Twitch or YouTube or what have. And then the quality is not delivered by the person that you're paying or the organization.
Yeah. That's why I got rid of all my stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be talking about that.
No, I don't. I don't have internet. I got rid of. I cut the cord. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about anything, Courtney.
Yeah, that's true.
Unfortunately, I think based on last night's football game, Courtney and Santo are going to have to get rid of electricity and food because the. Another donut for you last night when it comes to wagering.
Yep. Thanks, Chime. It's all right. You know, we all swing and miss, but that was over. I
rode with you. I did not hit a single thing either.
What were the total number of interceptions in that football game last
40?
Night? 40? I mean, unbelievable.
Jeez, the turnover machine. Right? Unbelievable. Interception, fumble, intercept. Like what was it? Right after one another, like you said, Greg.
Within five plays.
It was a back-to-back-to-back.
Was horrible.
And there is no feel in Los Angeles. Like, the people there, and Wiggs, you know this better than me, but like the fan base in LA, everybody arrives a fan of another team. Like, there is very, outside of the Dodgers, like, I'm watching that game, and it was like the pandemic game.
It's like that, or it's like a game in London or Germany.
Right.
Or the only thing that, and I was telling my wife this when the game started, like the only football that they care about in California is USC.
Right, that's true. Yeah. That's the pro team.
That is the only team, the football, and then you have two of them. You have the Chargers and the Rams.
But both social media teams and organizations have done a great job getting, like, the famous people in LA in to fill the stadium. Like, the stadium's always packed. Like, they've created this buzz around both
what
teams.
Stadium? Did you not see the game last night?
I did watch the game last night.
That place wasn't packed, especially
those suites that are
suites,
field level. Those are always filled with famous people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They've done a good job getting a lot of buzz around them because every time you open your phone and look at any famous person that lives in LA, they're always at one of those games.
Yeah, but those people are not going to help the owners when it comes to you know, making revenue for filling the stadium and all that
kind of stuff. Well, I mean, that's why they call them influencers, because they influence others to go to the game.
Clearly, they don't have enough influencing.
BC against Duquesne had more buzz than that game last night.
It's horrible that they even have two football teams out there. I mean, they should move those teams. Literally, they should move the Chargers and the Rams. Well, I know
they could move one right to Dublin, Ireland, or to London, England.
I mean, well, like I said, maybe
would the players be okay with that?
Though? No, they wouldn't be over.
We had a long ongoing argument about that yesterday.
Maybe St. Louis make the send the Rams back to St. Louis. I mean, it's just they don't even. And that was the Rams. The Chargers are even worse when it comes to fans going to that game. I would move both of those teams out of it. I don't know where you'd move them to, but I bet you could probably find some place.
Yeah. Well, in the case of the Chargers, I think the fans walk in to look at the new $5 billion stadium and then walk out before the game starts. Mm.
Santos did say that that stadium's unbelievable.
But I was I meant to ask you that. I don't know if you guys saw it. You said the field level suites. It seems like there's some behind the benches.
They go, I believe, all the way
around. So how do you pay that much money and all you do is see the back end of the players?
Well, that's the whole point, is that they don't really care about the game, but they're there to enjoy drinks and post about it.
Yeah, because when they went down the sideline, I was like, all those suites are like behind the players. You can't even.
Well, they have them in the end zone as well.
No, but I'm talking about the ones behind the players. You can't even see the game.
They got Tiesto jamming out in the halftime.
Yeah.
All right, well.
All right, well, Alrighty. Dolphins with a win last night and Courtney not with a win last night.
No.
But, you know, I appreciate the optimism.
Keep swinging.
you're going to keep swinging at one of those parlays is going to hit.
I'm sure. I've got $10 left in the bank.
That's it?
Yep.
That's it. Well, you can get a refresh. Mm-hmm. We have a lot to get to on a Ty Tuesday, including Ty Law, who will join us at 9 or so on this morning show. Before that, we will get to today's leads at 6:25. And they said it coming up at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, and we will certainly talk about the backhanded compliment thrown in the direction of Drake May by one Bill Belichick yesterday. It was almost as if he had to find some sort of a way to compliment Drake May. So we will get to that and the rest of what they said coming up at 7 on this morning's show. Is the reporting accurate, Curtis, on the Boston Red Sox being all in on Juan Soto?
If it's accurate that they will say they were all in, then yes. I would wager the 10 years of Twitch subscriptions on the fact that they will not be signing Juan Soto.
So the reporting I'm referring to, one being John Heyman, mm-hmm. who says that they are taking a trip to Southern California to meet with and to woo Juan Soto.
Yeah.
They are one of several teams who are doing that.
So, and one of those teams is the Dodgers.
Do you know who John Heyman owes his entire career to?
Scott Boras?
That's correct. Do you know who Juan Soto's represented by?
Scott Boras.
Bingo.
And then there, I saw floating around some sort of an athletic report mm-hmm. that John Henry also said that they had... they had prepared a number, I'm guessing a large number is what is required when one is preparing a number for Juan Soto.
I hope it's close to $700 million because that's what he's going to be looking to get. He's going to be looking at somewhere that Shohei number.
How do the Dodgers have the money to be all in on every one of these guys?
I have no clue because that's one of the teams. Like you said, there were several teams. But when I saw this, I was like, the Dodgers? I mean, they get in on everybody. They just gave Shohei $700. They gave Yamamoto, $300? They're paying Mookie. How much did they pay Freddie Freeman? Now you're talking about you might be able to get Juan Soto? It's like, Jesus.
Yeah, I feel like it is going to be a offseason of the Red Sox trying to make it appear to their fan base that they have turned the corner and they're ready to invest in this club. I just hope the people that cover the team hold them accountable. If they offer, quote-unquote, $600 million for Soto and they come up short, that they reallocate that $600 million on a couple other players so it's not all in or nothing, if that makes sense.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you somehow land them, then that changes everything when it comes to fan interest. If you're suggesting that there are some who have, and I think there are, who have given up on this baseball team, I mean, that changes everything.
Well, that's what you're going to need, not only for this baseball team, but you're going to need it for this football team this offseason. These are the two teams.
See, I you need it, we want it, mm-hmm. but the thing is, when it comes to the football team, you have Drake May. Like, I think there's...
Right, but
there's,
then it's going to be like, why don't you put pieces around them?
Yeah, I know that, but they're in a different situation. I pray to God... or whoever it is that one normally prays to, that Robert Kraft invests around Drake May in the mm-hmm. right way and spends, either spending on a free agent or on trading. I do. But I think the difference is the Red Sox have got, their fans are begging them to do something that is legitimate in this offseason.
Well, that to me sounds like Patriots fans. Yeah, I feel like they're in the same situation. Two teams that have been struggling the past couple of years as far as wins and trying to get back to the playoffs.
See, I think fans would be, if you went out and got some sort of a legit left tackle and added one wide receiver, it doesn't have to be a giant, splashy, top 10 guy, then I think Patriots fans would be like, all right, we're looking at least, 50% better than we are right now roster-wise.
They can say the defense is getting better just by the return of Barmore and Bentley.
You're going to have to – it's not going to – people are not going to be satisfied with just a wide receiver. I think you're going to have to – And I know Juan Soto's like at the top of the league and T. Higgins isn't when you're thinking about, but that's the type of move that you're if for the Patriots that you're going to have to make. That is, it's kind of similar to what the Patriots, I mean, the Red Sox are going to have to do. You can't just bring in another Kendrick Bourne and Patriots fans are going to be like happy about it. It has to be somebody of real significant value that you go, oh, that's a nice big move when it comes to a skilled player.
Listen, we can disagree on this one. Mm-hmm. This is a, I know you enjoy disagreeing. This is a small one. Uh-huh. I just think that the Patriots, in their from their perspective, they may feel like they have Drake May, mm-hmm. and that is their splash, and so they can. They need to add. They will add. I'm assuming they will add in some way, shape, or form. I don't know that they will add comparably to a Juan Soto-like $700 million contract. I wish they would. I hope they would. And the hopes and dreams of the entire region rest on the shoulders of both of those franchises, mm-hmm. I guess. All right. Well, anyway. What else? Courtney has the news coming up at 7:45. That includes Florida, not like the rest of us, and an incident of breathing on the food rage, which led to sibling-on-sibling violence in the Anything Goes state. So that and the rest of the news at 7:45 on this morning's show. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this first hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. Monday Night Football saw the Dolphins take down the Rams in L.A. Tua completed 20 of 28 passes for 207 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. The Celtics have the Hawks in town tonight, and Jason Tatum's ankle injury may be a bit worse than we expected. He's listed as questionable for this evening. Al Horford and Jaden Springer are also questionable for this one. The Bruins are on the road to take on the Blues in St. Louis. Puck drop is at 8. It is a timeout Tuesday. It's also a tie Tuesday, so we'll have him on to talk all things Patriots this morning. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Timeout Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between. Timeout Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Greg. 47 degrees, mostly clear. Can I give a brief observation, not about the presidential election, but about people who voted in the presidential election?
Yes, Curtis, of course.
So if climate is really destroying the world,
yes,
and the way we live is causing us to die very quickly and everything to ruin, then why was it not in the top five reasons why people cast their vote? If the world is really ending, why wouldn't that be the most important reason why you pick the person to be the president of the United States?
That's a great question.
That's one, because they're all full of crap. 47 degrees, mostly clear, afternoon high 55.
Curtis, is it accurate that tonight in the burbs, it is going to be in the 20s?
Wow.
Is that correct?
We're going to have one of those first hard freezes, which is good news for people who hate bugs.
Okay. All right. We are going to get to our leads coming up next.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Next. It is a tie Tuesday. That means that Ty Law will be on the show this morning, most likely around 9 tomorrow. Celtics Wednesday with Mego on the show at 9. And Thursday, Bruins Thursday with Mike Milbury at 9. So another busy week in the build-up towards Thanksgiving, which, Curtis, is just around the corner. Do you have a Thanksgiving forecast yet, Curtis?
Yeah, it's going to be 51 winds out of the south-southwest. It's going to be dry still. Might be a red flag day.
Okay, excellent. It's a good day for some high school football.
Can we get that Trump Thanksgiving drop again? Because that was a good all-timer.
We have a lot to get to in addition to Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday. That includes They Said It.
Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving. That includes, they said it, coming up at 7. And we'll talk about what Bill Belichick said when handing a backhanded compliment in the direction of Drake May and other things. And then the news of Courtney coming up at 7:45 on this morning show. But right now, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Bit of a Clash run lately. Did you not play the Clash yesterday?
I don't think I played it yesterday. I think I played the end of last week. I played Spanish Bombs, I believe.
Yes, you did. Was that? Oh, maybe that was Friday. That was not today. But that is Rockin' the Casbah.
Greg, yes. Old show trivia. I guessed that song accurately and won the inaugural Battle of the Brainless against Mutt.
Really?
I guessed Rock the Casbah. I didn't say Casbah, but it was still upheld by the Russian judge. But,
oh, you got the win.
Yeah,
Rock the Casbah.
Okay, yep. Nailed it.
Shime, your lead this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. So one of the big reasons why Drake May didn't start the season was because everybody on the planet, it seemed like, was worried about the offensive line and how much pressure Drake May would be under. Well, these stats are from Benjamin Solak of ESPN. When pressured, Drake May this season, 6th in EPA per dropback, 10th in the league in success rate, and 9th in first down / touchdown rate. So that last one there is basically on those plays when he's pressured, how often is he getting a first down or a touchdown? He's 9th in the league. He's top 10 in every metric, whereas Jacoby Brissett was 24th, 19th, 24th in all of those same metrics. So just as Wiggy and I think even at times Curtis was trying to explain to people, Drake May and his mobility and the way in which he plays the game of football minimizes the impact of a bad offensive line. And just, you know, maybe once, at sometime ever, people will actually listen when we say that a quarterback who can move is probably going to help a bad offensive line. Just maybe. Yeah. But I just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, how frustrating is it going to be if this team continues their winning ways and ends up one or two games out of a playoff spot when theoretically you look at some of those early season games that they lost with Jacoby Brissett and think that maybe Drake May would have led to a different outcome?
Mm-hmm. I think even if you're not like extremely close to being a playoff team, I think people are still frustrated knowing that, like, hey, the growth and development of Drake May would have been light years ahead of where it is when the season's over if you would have just not only started him in week one, but think about all those reps and opportunities that he missed out, and mini camp, OTAs, and training camp.
Because in just 3 weeks, he's gone from 0 to 100. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was great the first time that he was under center, but now weeks into it, he's even better. So imagine if you had those extra, 6 weeks?
I would say longer than that.
He's played for 4 weeks. Am
right.
I correct about that?
Right.
Am I not?
Well, yeah, yes. This would be, yeah.
So it would have been like six games that you went with Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem right that it was that. I mean, he got in that the end of that game, whatever that was.
Five games for Brissett.
Yeah.
But you would have think not only that, he would have got the majority of reps in training camp and mini camp and OTAs. So it's a lot more, you know, you're just counting the game reps, which I understand, but he would have been getting all those reps from the day he got drafted. And that would have been even, you know, more beneficial to him because we're, you know, we're counting in whatever training camp is, you know, 4 weeks of training camp.
It does have to make you excited, though, to consider that if he has all of next offseason and all of next preseason, and then you go into the next season where he's going to be exponentially better.
Yeah, that's why I said if you're the Patriots organization, you got the guy in place. Now it's about actually putting some legitimate pieces around them. Because if they continue to win, you're probably going to be picking somewhere like 15th.
And this is another area where Elliott Wolf was wrong. He was right to draft the guy, but Gerard Mayo was very much in favor of playing him sooner than the organization wanted to.
Right.
The players were revolting. Like, it's not a good sign in that side of the like the table where Elliott Wolf was so petrified of this guy playing, they absolutely would be in the playoff hunt right now.
Now, what do you say to somebody like Game Dog, who is in the Twitch chat right now, saying, y'all acting like May is going out there and throwing for over 300 yards and four touchdowns?
I would just like to point out that nobody but Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow are doing that on a week-to-week basis. So, like, that's not what we're asking him to do.
And why are you saying y'all?
He's from down south.
I like that word. Yeah. Y'all's a good word.
Yeah.
Don't hate on y'all.
When I talk football, I use southern words to sound like I know more.
Well, I would think that I would say to him is that it's really the development of Drake May. Yeah, he's not out there throwing for 300-plus yards, but it's really...
Well, one could argue that the development came because he was able to watch Jacoby Brissett.
No one would ever argue that.
I bet there's a lot of development there.
Elliott Wolf would probably.
Maybe
Alex Van Pelt would. I don't think
neither one of them would argue that.
I don't know where Alex Van Pelt stood on the whole thing when it came to the plan, but maybe they would argue that.
What do you say to the people that say he was concussed only, you know, four games in? What would have happened if he started week
one. Yeah, I don't subscribe to the injury thing because anytime you step on a football field, you run the risk of getting hurt. So I'm not buying that one. I'm not subscribing to that one.
Tua just came back from a concussion and he tried to tackle a guy with his head at the guy's knees last night. Yeah. Like I don't buy it.
Yeah.
All right, Chime. Thank you.
You're
Curtis,
welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So we are about exactly a week removed from the presidential election, and I have bad news for men.
Uh-oh.
Do you know what the 4B movement is?
I think I've seen this.
It is centered around four no's. The no's are no dating men, getting married, having kids, or having sex.
Mm.
It originated in Korea, but it has migrated to the United States with influencers using the hashtag to boycott men for electing Donald Trump to another term in office. There is a desire for women to just spurn all men's advances and to, I don't know what to do, but they want all men to be punished for the decision they made in the election of Donald Trump as the 47th president of the United States.
Mm.
So I don't know what, if just be out there, maybe in the Twitch chat, they might be more aware of it than I am, but 4B movement is real. It's coming for you. And I would just say, you know, maybe create a new Hinge profile.
Courtney would say that's cap because women ain't going without having, you know, little snuggle bunny with them.
No, I think the issue with today's society is that men think that they're the only ones who want sex. So
that
was a man-written story for sure.
Yeah, women want it.
What do you mean?
I think plenty of women voted for Donald Trump, too. Oh, to make this a man female thing is dumb.
So you're saying it was written by a man who can't have sex and he's just trying to justify
exactly
why he can't get sex?
I believe that.
We're all falling into his trap.
I think it's the influencers who, Curtis is pointing out, are women.
I don't know how many influencers Curtis follows, but I follow quite a few, and I haven't seen it once.
Oh, and I bet you those influencer ladies, they like a little lay down.
Yeah.
It was written by Kelsey Ablels and Kelly something or other in the Washington Post.
From what journalistic background?
Washington Post.
Well, I can guarantee.
Okay, exactly. When's the last time this is what bothers me when it comes to elections. Talk because Curtis
this
makes
is
fun
not
of
election talk. This is people reacting to the election.
So it's election talk.
Pretty much.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? That's what we're having this conversation about.
The horse
well,
or
that's
the
issue is the
Curtis,
pigs are being withheld.
Because I disagree with you, you and Greg can laugh at each other and look at each other, but if I disagree with you, I can have a comeback.
I'm not even looking at him.
And I'm not even looking at him.
Well, no, at the beginning of the show, you guys were looking at each other laughing at me, so now I want to use my voice and come back at him.
Use it, Courtney.
Yeah, I would like to.
Well, which one? Okay, are you coming at both or just me?
No, I'm coming at Curtis because he immediately wants to jump to these publications that he always says are lie, right. And now when it backs something that he likes, he wants to talk about it.
You're getting friendly fire.
Right.
And
I bet you
I was trying to talk about the game earlier, and these two are looking at each other chuckling. So I just...
I'm sorry. I was laughing at the assumption that having celebrities at a stadium affects how many regular people are there.
Okay, so...
I thought that was kind of... I didn't know that we couldn't... I was chuckling. I wasn't chuckling at you.
Yeah.
I was chuckling at your statement being that you thought having some celebrities at a game in Los Angeles meant that there would be more people that are there watching football.
Well, Curtis just brought up influencers and celebrities bringing up the four no's or whatever it was.
Four B's.
So Rudy, I was just bringing it back to that.
I'm sorry that you're... I didn't realize that you were upset about that.
I'm not upset about anything. I just feel like I can have a differing of opinions when it comes to something like this.
But should we just... if your opinion differs, you don't want us to say anything?
No, I definitely want you to say something. Okay. But am I allowed to give my opinion?
You should. Certainly are.
I bet you the women that... on the show.
If there were two women who wrote that, I guarantee you before they wrote this, they didn't like men.
Precisely. I just think that it's funny that we talk about the Washington Post of a bunch of morons and then we cite an article talking about 4B when I've never heard about it to bring us back to election talk.
Because there's plenty of studies out there. Women have way higher sex drives than men do. So they ain't giving up.
Exactly.
They ain't giving up.
Especially in this day and age, women aren't giving up sex.
No, they ain't giving up that.
The only downfall of sex is the men.
Yeah. Trump could be in office. They ain't giving up that pipe.
Correct. And again, a lot of women voted for Trump.
That they did?
Mm-hmm. Because he won the election.
And blacks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different people.
Yep.
All right. Well, should we take a break?
I don't need to take a break. I don't know why we always have to take a break.
I don't know.
I mean, it's kind of that time.
Okay.
I should do a political lead.
Me too.
I really.
Let's do it, all of us.
Well, I like Trump's theory. I love that the concealed weapons thing that Trump's spewing out.
What's
there.
What's that one?
That if you have a concealed weapons permit, that you can go across state lines no matter what.
Like
every
that.
State should be welcome into that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I do like that.
You know? Are you carrying right now? Or?
No. Right. I mean, but if I was, I'd be in my... Unless there's signs around here. I haven't checked the whole build. Unless there's signs that say no guns on the premises. But I'm not.
Difficult to carry a concealed weapon when on a gray bike? Or is that not?
No. They have so many beautiful holsters nowadays that, you know. Remember the saying, Greg? I'd rather get caught with it than without it.
You have said that.
Yeah. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. And we will be right back. You said you do have a political lead, or are you?
Do it.
I mean, I always got a bunch of leads.
Do it.
All right, we will get to the rest of today's leads next.
It is a Ty Tuesday. Ty Law will join us around 9 this morning. We are going to get to They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports in about 15 minutes at 7. But right now, the rest of this morning's leads. Hello, Courtney.
Hello, good morning, everybody. I finally watched Yellowstone yesterday after 3 long years of the last season. And let me tell you, the folks aren't happy and neither am I. Oh. Kevin Costner.
Is there a spoiler alert required here?
You know what? Yes. It's been 48 hours, so I feel like that's enough time.
It might be
almost 48 hours.
Well, you can issue a spoiler alert.
Okay.
Wait a moment and then talk about it so that those who haven't watched could tune out of this show, I guess.
Okay.
But,
spoiler alert.
Okay. Spoiler alert.
Kevin Costner not in 5B, season 5B, the second half of the final season.
Is 5B something where the women of Yellowstone are not having sex with their cowboys?
Correct. Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Correctamundo.
No reverse cowboy because of the election results? Okay.
Zero.
Okay.
Zero.
All right.
They have killed him off.
Wow.
What? Oh, my God.
I already gave the spoiler alert.
Okay.
And Kevin Costner now doing his little media tour saying, oh, I had no idea about my demise or how they would end it for me. I found out with the audience. Mm. Well, Kevin Costner threw a fit. That's why it's taken so long for this to come to fruition. He didn't want to film. It was back and forth, on and on. And this is just, if this is how they're going to end such an unbelievable series, they shouldn't have made 5B. Like, I'm so sick of shows just doing it as like a money grab for the final part of the season. Kevin Costner is the heart and soul of that show. I mean, I'm a Beth Dutton rip gal myself, but you can't have this show with Kevin Costner going out the way. Can I say how he dies?
Sure.
Because I already gave the spoiler alert. I'm sorry. But he commits suicide. And if you've watched Yellowstone, Kevin Costner would never, like, his character would never do that.
Right. Spoiler alert.
So for me, and obviously there's like a background story of his son, was it actually a hit on him? Mm. So that's going to be a factor. But to me, I just think that they're mailing it in. Mm. I noticed so many things watching the first episode where it was confusing. It was this back and forth time jump, but they weren't keeping you abreast of where you were in time. I'm disappointed in the way in which Yellowstone came back.
Do they actually show the suicide?
No.
So maybe what they're doing is setting it up for 5C.
No.
He really didn't do it.
No. There won't be 5C. Oh, okay. It ends with 5B. Well,
sometimes they do that.
But no, they're setting it up that it was a hit on him. But
so this is always an interesting question, and that is, should a very popular show be continued if the main star, like the person that everybody loves, is not going to be a part of it?
Correct.
So good.
And I think you're saying no.
Like, I'm saying no.
Like, he's the guy, and it's not worth it to bring it back if Kevin Costner's character isn't going to be in
for a half a season. And, like, this isn't a Game of Thrones type show where beloved main characters get killed off every single episode. Like, these are beloved characters that have been through a lot in, you know, 4.5 seasons.
So he's the main character. Has it ever been done? Like, you think about The Sopranos. You think about what was another good drama show, like The Penguin we're watching. Has it ever been done where the main character of that show, Walter White and Breaking Bad?
Well, Walter, I mean, spoiler alert, but Walter White dies in the last episode.
No, but what I'm saying, has it ever been done where the person dies and they continue the show on, is what Courtney's saying?
No, it's not a very popular way in which to develop a
plot. Becomes more of a spinoff.
Yeah.
And especially if you are going, like, I'm watching Sons of Anarchy right now, and I was telling Wiggy yesterday, I watched a very graphic episode, I'm in, like, season 5, of a main character dying. Mm-hmm. And that was a send-off. Like, it was a very intense scene of a main character, and you watch him die. Like, Kevin Costner, to go out that way, where you see, you know, his foot because he wouldn't even film, not good.
But he's the main character.
Correct.
Like, where at Sons of Anarchy, they got a bunch of different people with a bunch of different characters. Where, like, in Breaking Bad, it was, like, Walter White.
An ensemble cast.
Jesse. You know, The Sopranos, it was obviously Tony Soprano, so.
Sounds like a rare misstep for the guy who is the most popular person in Hollywood right now.
Taylor Sheridan.
Taylor Sheridan, who is the producer, director of Yellowstone, and is the producer, director of Lioness, and is the producer, director of Mayor of Kingstown,
Love that show.
And Tulsa King, and all of these shows.
Oh, I might have to stop. I might have to watch these shows.
So
we've been telling you.
I mean, if you like him,
I like his shows.
You'd love Lioness. I mean, it's really, really,
I'll check
really
that one
out. So, all right. Well, thank you, Courtney.
Sorry
about that on behalf of Yellowstone. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So, I don't know if this is really a political lead, but I'll just throw.
Why? Read the room.
Read the room. I'm going to shout out.
Can you read the room? Or
No, I don't tend to read the room. I told you, I do the show.
He doesn't read anything.
Yes.
All right. Well, go ahead.
So I think this is a great idea. Another Ivy League school. Courtney, you're going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
A new course called Beyonce at Yale University is making history. So Beyonce is a course about, it's going to be culture, theory, politics, music, through the performance and prism of Beyonce's artistic creations from 2013 to 2024. And the lady that's doing this is Daphne Brooks, and she did it at Princeton.
Yeah.
So I think when you start to...
Sounds like something that would really prepare you for life.
I mean, maybe the world of...
Like a course on Beyonce's music and how it relates to world events.
Well, I'm saying maybe it could be a Taylor Swift opportunity here or something.
I think they've already had courses that are on Taylor Swift.
Do they?
Yeah, Harvard.
Courtney brought one up over at Harvard.
So it seems like the Ivy Leagues have really taken the approach of, strong women and music.
Yep.
That do a lot of different things.
Yes.
This would be a great opportunity for maybe Boston College.
Yeah.
If they're looking for something, I feel like I know a little bit about pop culture and music.
Well, it seems
into that.
It seems like Beyonce was paid an awful lot of money by the Harris campaign. To perform at that event.
Oh yeah, I mean there was a
lot.
I don't know
how you feel about that, Courtney, but
I don't think that's right.
I mean, Oprah was paid $1 million.
She needs the money
to endorse Kamala Harris. Right. Does that seem fair?
I would have thought that's illegal.
It should be.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
That's an election.
Didn't they give Megan Thee Stallion some money too?
They did. That's
instead of maybe putting millions of dollars into celebrity endorsements, I don't know, put millions of dollars into something that matters.
Or pick the right
spot. I agree with you.
Or pick the right celebrities. I mean, think about this. Trump rolled out AB and Le'Veon Bell.
Right. He only had to pay Antonio Brown $5,000 to endorse him.
And he went on the Bill Belichick podcast.
I also think Donald Trump picked people that are actually influential when it comes to Elon Musk and Joe Rogan and guys like that.
Yeah, but he's not paying them.
They
picked him.
Yes, sorry. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, if you have to pay somebody $1 million to endorse you for president, then it might be an issue. It just doesn't seem... I think the people... I think those that are being paid to endorse a candidate, just like those that are being paid to endorse a product, need to alert the public. Like
#ad.
Correct. Oprah should say #ad.
Huh. Cardi B should say #ad.
In a million years, I wouldn't have thought... I always just assumed that people did that because they were supporting a candidate they wanted to run the country.
Correct.
No one does anything
for free. When somebody like Oprah says that our very democracy is what's at stake,
right?
You would think that she just felt the need inside to speak up. Right. However, it's really the $1 million that made her feel that need to speak
and
up.
Who handles that negotiation? Like, what do you start at? $3 million? Start at $500K.
It's probably the appearance fee.
Curtis, it's interesting that you brought up $3 million, because real quick, my lead, if you're looking for a new vehicle, Wiggy, and I know you always are, Warner Brothers is selling 10 of these babies. If you're watching on Shime, are you excited by this?
I knew exactly where you were going as soon as you started.
If you're watching the show on Twitch or YouTube,
I love this.
Yeah. Warner Brothers is selling 10 Batmobiles that they used during the production of films and other entertainment products.
Can we be specific on which Batmobile it is, please?
Shime, you'd have to inform me.
Yeah, this is not like your original 89 Keaton Batmobile. This is the Christian Bale Tumbler Batmobile.
Oh, yeah, that's
so it looks
one.
Like an army tank and it's badass.
Now imagine when it comes to trying to double park on Boylston Street or try to make your way down to the Boston Garden an hour before game time. This baby could go over any kind of vehicles that are in your way, over the sidewalk, up the building, back down the other side of it. If you need to find a way to park and get around Boston, it's only $3 million to get one of the 10 that Warner Brothers.
And you want to know what else it can do, Greg?
Turn it to a motorcycle.
Yes, it can, Wiggy. You're stuck in traffic. You want to get around it?
Ride
the motorcycle and just leave it.
If I was Jaylen Brown, I would be buying this and driving this to the garden every game. Like, this car is so sick. Now, does Ernie still have his?
I think he sold his Batmobile to Doug Flutie.
Yeah, Doug Flutie has it.
Did he have one of like the 66, Adam West Batmobiles?
It was the Adam West one,
The original.
I did send Ernie a text yesterday when I saw this in the news, and I said, you should buy one of these.
That's pretty cool.
Like, if you could get it by tomorrow night for Wine, Watches, and Wheels, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah.
What I would do to sit in that. I don't even need to drive it. I just want to be in it.
That is a sick mobile.
Chime, you know, you're now, since the season finale year, you're now free to have at the Penguin.
Oh, yeah, that's my plan for the weekend, actually, it is. Leading up to football. Yeah,
it's really good.
Oh, man. So it does a twist and turns at the end.
But I don't know. I was talking about this with Linz last night. I don't know that there's going to be another season.
Well,
like they leave it so open-ended. Uh-huh. Like, you would think that what happens in the final scene in the sky would indicate that there's another season coming. But then when I was talking to Rich yesterday during the crossover, he said maybe this is all just essentially a teaser for the next movie.
Right.
Well, there were like rumors that Colin Farrell signed on to do three more Batman films.
So the article I read yesterday is there's no script for season two, but he said if it's compelling, he would be open to doing a season two.
He's already in, and allegedly, like I said, rumors, he's going to make some appearances in the next Batman and I guess a few more. I think with this here, they open for season two because of how it ends with a couple different angles, right?
Since Courtney brought up Yellowstone and her frustration, I was really sad by who did not make it through the season.
My condolences.
That was a shocker.
It was. I didn't like that. Death.
I didn't mind it because
That's not right.
But you knew where they were going with it.
No, but you expect, like, Oz has no loyalty really at all. Didn't have loyalty to his brothers clearly growing up. But that dude.
Right.
Like, come on.
But you knew.
Is there no loyalty left in the world at all?
Right, but you knew where they were going with it.
I didn't. He didn't have to do it.
What did they keep?
He didn't have to do it.
Greg, what did they keep calling Oz in that last episode? What was the main thing they keep calling him? The guy Rex, they kept using one specific word. Can I say the word, or is that?
Yeah, no, you can say the word.
They kept calling him a monster.
Yeah.
And so at the end, it's almost like in order for him to be who he needs to be,
he had to do it. I don't agree.
I'm telling you.
All right. Well, those are our leads. We're going to take a break, and then we are going to get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And that includes what Bill Belichick said about Drake May, coming up next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.